Germany widens MICA lead as EU adds 6 new crypto banks to register. Germany now has 79 crypto asset service providers authorized under the EU's Markets and Crypto Assets Framework, the highest count of any member state, after the latest update to the block-wide register added 6 new banks. Cointelegraph reported the figures on August 24, 2026, drawing on the register maintained by the European Securities and Markets Authority. The update lands during a strong week for crypto. Bitcoin trades near 77,589, up about 1% on the day and 22% over the past week as of August 24, 2026, with Ethereum around $2,463. The MICA data is not a market catalyst, but it tells you where regulated money is choosing to build. The banks are the story, not the count. A rising provider count is easy to shrug off. The composition of this round is harder to ignore. 6 of the newly listed entities are banks, not crypto-native startups. Under MICA, credit institutions can passport into crypto services on the strength of their existing banking authorization, so a bank appearing on the register means an incumbent has decided the compliance path is worth walking. That matters because banks bring the two things most crypto firms lack: deposit infrastructure and a low cost of capital. When a licensed bank offers custody or stablecoin services, it does so with a balance sheet regulators already supervise. For users, the practical effect is more places to convert crypto to euros, hold stablecoins, and fund payment products without routing through an offshore intermediary. Germany's structural head start, Germany, has been ahead on crypto authorization since before MICA existed. Its financial regulator, BaFin, ran a national crypto custody licensing regime years before the EU harmonized rules, so a pool of firms was already vetted and operating when MICA took effect. Those firms converted faster than rivals, starting from zero in other member states. The result is a widening gap rather than a temporary lead. Germany's 79 authorized providers sit ahead of the next closest jurisdictions, and each register update has tended to extend the margin rather than close it. For a company deciding where to base an EU crypto operation, an established supervisor with a track record and a deep bench of already licensed peers is a strong pull. Once a cluster forms, it compounds. MICA's passport changes the map. The single market design is what gives this weight. A CASP authorized in one member state can passport its services across all 27 without relicensing in each country. A firm registered in Germany can serve customers in France, Spain, or the Netherlands under the same authorization. That turns the choice of home jurisdiction into a strategic decision rather than a formality. Firms will cluster where the regulator is credible, the process is predictable, and the existing base of licensed peers signals that the path works. Germany checks all three boxes, which is why a lead measured in a handful of providers today can harden into durable infrastructure advantage. A quiet upgrade to the plumbing for card users. For everyday crypto card users in the EU, more licensed banks and CASPs in the register is a quiet upgrade to the plumbing. Card programs that let you spend from a wallet or a stablecoin balance depend on regulated entities to handle the crypto to euro conversion, custody the float, and connect to Visa or MasterCard rails. A deeper bench of MICA authorized providers means more issuers can operate legally across borders and more competition on the fees buried in that conversion. It also raises the floor on counterparty safety. A bank supervised under MICA and existing banking law carries stricter capital and custody obligations than an unregulated offshore issuer. That does not eliminate risk, and the disclosed fee on any card is rarely the full cost once network spread and conversion margin are counted. But it does mean the entities behind EU crypto payment products are increasingly inside the regulatory perimeter rather than outside it. The register is a slow-moving indicator. It will not move Bitcoin's price this week. Over a longer horizon, the count of banks willing to file for a crypto license is a cleaner read on institutional conviction than any single price move. And right now, that count is climbing fastest in Germany.